This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya Hennessy and Danny Lakey feeling very old this morning. Probably the first time I've experienced this because, you know, every now and then you're like, can you believe that? 20 years ago today, God makes me feel old. And I'm always going, come on, speak for yourself, maturo.
You're 28?
28, which I know on the scheme of things is not old at all, and nor is anywhere really on the scheme of things old. It's all in perspective, and it's all how you look at it, and it's all how you feel. However, when you have to look back through the archives of history on an event that happened, you think, was that really X amount of time ago? This, of course, 20 years ago to the month. Britney Spears and her breakout single, Hit Me Baby, God, One More Time.
I loved Britney Spears. I still loved Britney Spears.
Yeah.
When I was at uni, I covered my entire wall with Britney Spears posters.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Does not surprise me.
And I watched the Dream Within a Dream tour over and over again.
Yeah, cool. Well, she was an icon of the era.
Yeah.
And she really sort of reignited that female star again.
She did. But then, you know, I saw her when I was about 23 in Sydney and doing the circus tour. She couldn't have cared less.
Oh, really? Get around.
Yeah.
Put cigarette
like, hey,
butt sound on her wrist.
Oh, it's Sydney.
Okay. Can you do your Oh Baby Britney impression? Now, Tanya Hennessy, I tried before, got a very South American twang about it.
I thought it was good.
It's okay. I think it's like your own farts. You like the smell of your own, but everyone else is like, should have passed up and gone to the toilet for that one.
Can I have another go?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, baby, baby.
It's Shania Twain all over.
Oh, my God.
I think so. Look,
Amber from Brisbane, can you do Better Girl?
I think I can.
All right, here we go. Here's your lead-in.
Oh, baby, baby.
Wow. Oh, damn it. That was good.
I think we've got a confirmed Britney Spears on the show. This is amazing. That's the clubhouse
solid,
leader so
that's
far.
That's solid, yes.
That's the clubhouse
well
leader.
Well done, girl.
Mick from Townsville on 131060. You reckon you got one in you better than Amber?
Yeah, mate, for sure.
You know what to do.
Oh, baby, baby.
Oh.
Good morning, Townsville. That's the best.
Oh, good on you guys. Isabella in Canberra on 131060. 20 years ago today, Britney Spears and the Hit Me Baby One More Time. You ready to go?
Yep. Oh, baby, baby.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was a bit me.
Yeah, it was. That was exactly right. I was wondering if you would recognise the similarities there. It's a very southern twang going on. It's got to come more from the voice box.
Will you do it?
Oh, baby, baby.
You get so into it. Why is your face doing that?
You can almost shiver as you're doing it, I feel.
Amber was solid, though. She's my favourite.
Sean in Point Cook on 131060. I want the shivers. I want it to come from the heart, the voice box, the nose, the throat, everything. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Oh, baby, baby.
I mean, I don't think that came from the voice box. But,
go, give him
those.
Another go. Sean O, we'll give you one more go because you
Sean
got it in
feel
you.
It. Get in the character.
Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know?
I didn't mind it.
Oh,
I didn't hate it.
Kerry and Craigie Byrne, let's wrap this up on 131060. It's yours to take it out in Stephen Bradbury fashion. Here we go.
Oh, baby, baby.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
like
that's nice. I still think Amber wins.
Can we maybe do a triple just get the band back together? Mm-hmm. Kerry, myself, and you.
Yeah.
You provide the southern twang. I'll provide the deep dulcet tones, and Kerry can do her thing.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Kerry, phone that one in.
Weekend breakfast around the country. 20 years ago to the day, God.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You know how there's always a weird festival happening in the world? You know, like there's the Bylong mouse races, maybe that's the right way
cool.
to say it. There's a watermelon festival in regional Queensland.
Great.
Where you do melon skiing.
Fantastic.
Cool. But I would like to say, God, I wished I lived in the US, /we lived in the US, because in Iowa at their county fair, they have partner calling.
Ooh.
Okay. I know.
Partner calling.
But it can also be parent calling. And it's literally a bunch of people stand around in a barn, people get on the microphone, and they yell for their partner. So this is what the judges are looking for in partner or parent calling.
Daryl!
Oh, God.
Daryl, dinner's ready.
Oh.
Daryl!
It was hard to judge. You have, three things that you have to judge. And, your first impression, your last impression, and the presentation.
Wow.
They take it so seriously.
Oh, you've got to have a serious judge in this. Like, there's no point, like, just having the average punter. It's like, yeah, it's a bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff. You know, every year we try and make a little fun. We sort of, like, rate things out of five. And if they didn't win last year, they'll probably win this year. This is just the lady's like, it's very serious.
Yeah, I think it is. And apparently there's a bit of prize money up for offer.
Jeez.
We're talking about this because the next partner round, partner calling competition is coming up soon. So they're looking for people to enter. I can't.
Fantastic.
God, I wish I lived in Iowa. This is the winner from last year.
Roy. Roy! Oh. Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now. Come on. When I first started, my husband said to me, you're not going to do that, Bonnie. You're not. Oh, please don't do it. I said, I'm going to do it. I defied him and I won first. So after that, he's gung-ho for me.
I mean, imagine putting that on your CV.
Goodness me.
Receptionist, 6 years, yeah. Bit of cooking, professional partner caller.
Wow.
Not a thing. The kids do it as well. This is parent calling.
Mom, I'm hungry. Mom.
Oh, God, that's annoying, isn't it? I love that so much. Obviously what the parents you know, enjoy, bit of Oprah time.
I'm just imagining the mum sort of ignoring like, no, I'll get to you in a second, young Bradley. Oh, hang on, the Oprah call. I'll be right down.
Yes,
boy.
I know. But I love that that's where they've gone for the partner call.
Yeah.
And that kid won, by the way.
Oh, cool.
But I thought on 131060, I'd love to hear your partner or parent call.
Right.
Because this almost seems like this should be Australian. This feels like it should be an Australian competition.
I think Aussies go pretty well at this.
Right? Yeah. I was doing it this morning.
So how would your, if you were entering the Australian version and Weekend Breakfast partner calling competition, mm-hmm. how are you going to sound?
Thomas! Put out the bins! I told you 3 weeks ago to do it!
Jesus. I mean, I hope Thomas gets half the prize money if that
wins. Yeah, get half it for sure. I mean, he has to put up with that.
Wow.
Would you? Well, I know you don't have a partner at the moment.
Hurtful.
Oh well, come on. Can you give us an example of your partner calling?
Oh God, I don't think it's in my jurisdiction to share. I think I'd be much better at the mum call.
Okay, go and go your mum call.
Mum, mother, and then you know, once you hit a certain age, you realise that the only thing that gets their attention is. Michelle Lakey.
Yes.
And they are ears pricker.
Yes, and they hate it.
Yeah.
Don't you call me by my first name.
Yeah, I'm your mother.
131060, we want to hear your partner or parent call.
Okay.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We want to hear your partner or parent call. The Iowa County Fair, oh God, they've got a partner / parent calling competition. I can't even deal. Why is this not Australian? Have a listen. Sounds in pain.
It was hard to judge. You have, you know, 3 things that you have to judge. And, you know, your first impression, your last impression, and the presentation.
Now, I've got a lot of respect for the people that are doing this and entering the competition, but I think I've got more respect for that judge who... You can just imagine us being there for the past 30 years, every Iowa fair, taking the job so seriously.
What accreditation would one have to judge someone yelling for their partner or parent?
She's there with her clipboard, ferociously writing notes.
So what was it?
Scores out of 10.
It was first impression, last impression, and presentation.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to go by the same format. This lady's been judging for 30 years. Who are we to throw the baby out with the bathwater? We've got to stick to this.
Let's go by that and let's
first impression.
Do some judging. Yeah. On 13, 10, 16.
Last impression and in the middle. Now we've got Richard in New South Wales. Hello, Richard.
Morning.
Okay.
Oh yes. He's up and about.
All right. Good. He's
on. He's up and on.
He's on fire. Now, who will you
Ready
be called? Will you be calling your partner?
Look, no, I'm going something a little bit different here, Lakey. I'm going to be calling you and Tanya.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. All take right. it away when you're ready.
All right, Tanya. Lakey, get in the studio and get on that radio. There are people wanting to listen to the breakfast show. Hurry up and get in the studio.
I love it. Should we give judgment now?
Yeah, I think, look, the first impression was good.
Loved it. Bit yodely.
Yeah, I thought out of 5, I'm going to go a 4.
I'm going to go a 4 as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Boom!
So that's 8.
Richard, I live for you, mate. I can't even.
The last bit, I'm going to give a 3.
What do you mean? Why?
And, well, I just
it
think
died
it's
off
just
towards
think
the end.
He started very
improvising.
Hot. Started very hot.
Yes.
And then in the middle, I mean, I thought the whole time it may have been some sort of woman from Iowa who worked on the farm. So I think overall, I think it's a 4.5 from me.
Yeah, 4 for me.
Okay.
Cheers, Lakey.
Sounds exactly like what I said as a producer 30 seconds before the mics got
turned
on. That's
true, yeah. Tanya was, she got distracted by the kitchen fridge and saw a couple of things in there, and we had Tanya.
There's free stuff in there.
Well done, Richard. Just hold the line. We've got
you might be a winner.
In Rockhampton on 131060. Who will you be calling?
I'll be calling my husband, but I also want to let you know that at the Cooey Bay Festival, they do have a partner calling competition.
No.
Wait, they do.
Where?
At the Cooey Bay Festival. It's the Cooey Festival.
Cooey?
It's like a yodeling, yeah. Like the Cooey.
Now, have you entered the partner calling at the Cooey Festival, Amy?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay. First time performer still.
All right, Amy, yep, we're ready to hear you, girl. All
right. Babe. Pat! Stuff ya!
Yes! Okay, first impression, she came out slow, but last impression, killed it.
Stuff ya, yeah. I like it that she's then turned the tables because Babe Pat has not responded to the call. She's then flipped it on its head, which is a classic move that I haven't seen in the competition for a couple of years.
Yeah, I've not seen that either. I'm going to go 4.7. I know that's not really a score, but here we are.
Well done, Amy. 4.7. You take the lead now.
In the lead from Richard.
God, Richard would be spewing. Hey, Aaron in Brisbane on 131060. Who will you be calling?
I'm calling my partner, Henry.
Yes. Okay, all right.
Take it away when you're ready.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Henry! I need toilet paper! Henry!
Yeah, it's got that shrill, real irritating sound.
Yeah, well done. The first impression was massive. The first impression was massive because I thought there may have been a burglar in the house.
Yeah.
Little did we know she just ran out of Kleenex. So a massive first impression there.
What are you going to go? First impression, solid.
Yeah. The middle bit.
Lost you.
Yeah. At the end with the toilet paper twist.
Hilarious.
I thought that was great.
She won us back with humour.
Yeah, that was good.
What would you give her?
I'm going to go 4.6.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Okay.
I think we've got to give it to Amy for saying stuff ya.
Well done, Amy. Congratulations.
Ironically, Amy, of all people, you can actually enter this competition next year and win some legitimate money because we didn't tell you there is no prize here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
But you do win.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
This is very exciting. Mm. Australians and What If, you know the website whatif.com.
Oh, yes.
They have started an initiative and announced a nationwide search to find Australia's next big thing. Now, when I say next big thing, I'm talking about a new big tourist attraction to go in some town or city around the country because we all know big things.
Yeah.
Australia's littered with them.
In Tamworth, the guitar.
The big
guitar.
It's
so exciting when you see it.
Yes.
It's like, ah, and you have to get a photo. It's huge.
Yep.
Obviously.
Yep. Big guitar. I mean, I'm a sucker for a big tropical fruit. The big banana in Coffs Harbour, that always turns
heads.
Big mango. Near Townsville there.
Oh, is that where that is?
Uh-huh. My school bus used to go past the big pineapple every day.
Where's that?
That was good fun. In Nambour, Woombye, on the Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast, right.
Yeah. Big tropical fruit's always fun. The big merino. Now, I'm a fan of the big
merino. Oh, my God, I love the big merino.
The big merino does need a scrub down or at least a shear and a new coat because it's looking a bit more grey these
days. But that's how a merino looks.
That's true.
You know, she's accurate.
Yeah. Very
true. I used to live real close to Goulburn, so I've seen that merino from so many angles, and it is very realistically made. It is definitely male. Good on them.
Look, the big things turn heads, and there's statistics out that more than 60% of Australians that are travelling through a town with a big thing will stop there and admire the big thing, take a photo.
I agree. Mm. I was thinking that Bathurst, obviously Bathurst has Mount Panorama, but what they need is a giant car.
Yeah. The big car.
The big car.
Could they get the big red car?
They could get two, a Holden and a Ford.
Oh, fantastic. There we go.
You know, a giant.
Mm.
Newcastle might need one. I don't know what it could be.
Well, look, I've got an idea for a big thing. And 131060, what big thing do you want to bring to your town? Because this is literally a legitimate nationwide competition and a search here. And we can back a big thing on the show.
Do you reckon because we have a national show, we'll get more pull?
Could be.
Ooh.
Could do. Now, hear me out with my big idea, okay? It's to the naked eye and the naked ear, it sounds a little brash.
Mm.
The big urinal cake. Now.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hear me out here. So, this is a small urinal cake in a small man's bathroom. Okay, it's used to sort of disintegrate the smell of urine, etc.
Yeah.
And it's a classic touch in any bathroom and pub around the country.
Right.
People go nuts for a small urinal cake.
Do they?
People would be getting around a massive big urinal cake. I'm thinking you can't see it as you drive past, which would force the tourist to stop because it would be set in some sort of big basin.
Oh.
A big hole in the ground with a massive urinal cake. I'm talking 100 meter diameter.
Where would it go?
Any town that wants the big urinal cake that doesn't have a big thing already.
I don't think anyone's putting their hand up.
Happy to dig
for
a
that.
Hole. No, and hear me out. You hear, oh, big urinal cake. You see the sign, big urinal cake. Where is it? Where
no
is
one,
it, Dad?
No,
seriously. And they can't see it from the road. I mean, that's the thing with the big merino. The dad who's angry on the road trip.
Yeah, you just point it out.
He's got there. It is, and they
but
keep
if it's
driving.
Underground, I see.
And you know why? Mm. Because he's bursting for a wee. Now here,
oh,
now
can you
this,
actually use it?
This is where
like
it gets interesting.
I hate
no,
this,
this is where it gets
foul.
Interesting. You see the sign for the big urinal cake. You take a left because you can't see it. Dad's bursting for a pee.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets out. They look over the barrier. There's the big urinal cake, big yellow thing bubbling away.
Oh.
People can go there and wee in the big urinal cake. It's not a health hazard because the urinal cake is cleaning up the urine. It's a self-cleaning system. You're donating water to the community, bringing tourist
water.
Tax dollars, and Dad gets to pee. Get around me!
I say, you have got some great ideas in that head. That's not one of them. Do you
right.
imagine, I know it's a big urinal cake and it would smell nice. Uh-uh.
Yes.
Not with that amount of pee. People would fall into the pee.
No, they wouldn't.
What would the souvenir be?
You'd have a barrier. I saw the big urinal cake. You get a small urinal cake as a little handheld gift.
Oh.
You're selling urinal cakes, like real edible cakes
no.
at the gift shop.
I hate it.
Yes.
Let's do
every
my
year, cars. Every year when the urinal cake turns another year old, it has another candle in the urinal cake.
I'm going to call
you're mixing
what
cakes.
If. And see which idea they're more into, the big car or the big urinal cake. 100-1, I'll win.
13-10-60, what big thing do you want in your town? What's your submission to What If? Because at the moment, I mean, it's a two-way toss-up between the big car and the big urinal cake.
Oh, it really isn't.
Can we add a third into the debate?
No one is wanting the urinal cake besides you.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Talking about big things in this big country of ours. Australia has over 150 big items
really?
Scattered around. Yeah, I mean, there are some more famous than others. The big banana, the big mango, the big merino, as we talked about just before.
What are the lesser known ones, do you know?
Okay, I don't know.
There's a mosquito, a big mosquito.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not that big.
There's a big lobster down in South Australia, and there's a bit of a debate at the moment whether the big lobster will be moving to Western Australia because the owner of the big lobster is forced to sell up.
Wait, someone owns it?
Yeah, someone bought the big lobster as like the tourist attraction to his little lobster shop, shut down lobster shop a couple of years ago, and now he's like, well, you know, I need some money. What do I do with this big lobster? If someone's going to buy the big lobster off me, I'll sell it.
How much do you reckon a big lobster goes for?
I think about 14,000-15,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, and the lobsters are very expensive in the real world anyway.
You're not
so
wrong.
I'd imagine you'd fetch a pretty nifty price for that. I've suggested the big urinal cake.
But, like, that doesn't have any relevance. You know,
everyone's
big mangoes.
What are you
it's
talking
mangoes.
About? You just went out and did a wee during 5 seconds of summer just then. What do you mean, no relevance?
No, but it doesn't have any relevance to the town or being particularly Australian.
Everyone's weeing.
Yeah.
There's nothing more Australian. Hold my beer, just got to go way over there in the corner.
Yeah, but what town's going to want that? What, Toowoomba's going to go, oh, yeah, we'll have the urinal cakes. They should have a giant flower or something.
No, the whole town would stink of lemon. It would be a perfect tourist attraction for
Toowoomba. I disagree, especially if you want it to be underground. I say big car in Bathurst.
Big car, big car, big car, big urinal cake, I say.
You lost your train of thought there.
Like, Marianne.
I was watching you go through something.
Now, you're in Sydney, Marianne. Before you let us know what big idea you've got for the big place, Big Sydney is a big city already. You've got a big bridge. You've got a big harbour. You've got a big opera house. Do you want something else big or is this for another town?
I think we should have the big Leamington or a Pavlova in Sydney.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so would this
how
be...
How awesome would that be?
Would this
yes.
be a, yeah, and I
and
like...
And colourful, you know.
Mm, and Leamington sort of sticking on the cake theme, so I see we're both on the same wavelength here. Would this be a real
true.
Big Leamington, as in that you could eat over time,
no.
or a replica of a Leamington?
I reckon it'd be pretty good. We're on the same wavelength here.
She wants to eat it. I disagree. It needs to be there forever and it needs to be crazy big. Mm. And it would be cheap to make because it's just a square, you know?
Yeah, that could be good. I actually, fun fact here, I used to live in Dubai when I was 7, and they, people in Dubai are crazy. They went for the world record longest cake, and it was a real cake.
Oh, God.
And this cake went for kilometres, and they never got the record because people were just stopping eating on the side of the road and eating cake. Like, two-week-old cake.
Oh, bizarre. That's gross.
Georgia, on the Gold Coast, you got a big idea for a big something?
Yeah, a big bucket in space.
Yes, the Gold Coast, Central Coast, Perth.
How big are we talking buckets? Because I'm pretty sure at every single water park around the country, there is a medium bucket that will tip over on 8-minute intervals and you can hear the bell, and that provides a lot of fun for the kids. How much bigger than a medium bucket are we looking?
I'm thinking huge, and we can make the spade into a big slide, like an interactive one.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes.
It's good. The thing is, it's good on paper, but I feel you've got to think a bit more business savvy. There's
What are you pitching us? Friggin' urinal cake.
There's no big urinal cakes in the world. We've got at least 300 KFC locations across the country, all with a big bucket. We've got water parks with big buckets. You've got to think, people have seen a big bucket before. That's
Georgia,
my only comment.
Do you think that the big urinal cake is a logical idea?
No.
Good. Thank the Lord.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I would like to speak to a male who has obviously got a lot more experience with urinal cakes rather than the ladies who may have never seen a urinal cake.
Oh, I think a lot of us have seen them.
Kerry in Brisbane on 131060. What's your big thing?
I think we should have a giant meat pie.
Oh, get around that. With a giant sauce. Oh, sorry.
you've really got Big Tanya very excited.
Oh, don't call me Big Tanya. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
So talk us. We just talk about the setup of the big meat pie, Kerry. Where would it be? Right in the city? A sort of big base layer?
No, I think it would sort of be like maybe, I don't know, like maybe in like a rural area in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Just so people can actually need to like drive there and actually
whack it in Logan.
Them. 40 minutes outside the city, maybe?
No, maybe not Logan.
Oh, okay. Jesus, don't be ridiculous, Tanya.
Come on, Big Tanya, pull it together.
That's where we can put the big urinal cake.
This is Weekend Breakfast.